T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
Welcome in to Focus on the Upstate. I am your host, Timothy Holcomb, as this week we talk with Michaela Gleed of Ponce Realty Group. On this week's episode, we talk about the real estate market and everything you need to know about buying or selling a home in today's market. Michaela, how are you doing today?
Hey, Timothy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So the real estate market is a wee bit crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely insane. About as insane as the humidity levels outside right now.
Oh, and as we know, in South Carolina, that is really high. So,
right.
So before we get into all that, how did you exactly make your way into the real estate market?
It was a bit of a non-traditional route, to be honest. I studied marketing and graphic design with my traditional education at North Greenville University. And then I ended up doing personal training and a little bit of social media managing. And that took me away from the upstate. And then about halfway through 2020 and the COVID pandemic, I ended up coming back to Greenville, South Carolina, and fell in love with the community I was able to find. After that, it took a little bit. And a few months later, I ended up deciding what better way to represent the community and to be an active part of that than to sell homes to people coming from different areas and just connect people with community here. That's actually my slogan, is your lifestyle realtor, because my goal is to get you into a home that fits your lifestyle perfectly. And if at all possible, connect you with community that you've been desiring and will make this city that's rapidly growing actually feel like home.
Absolutely. You said you made your way back to South Carolina. Were you in the real estate market during COVID shutdowns? If you were, how exactly did you navigate COVID?
Yeah, COVID was wild. I ended up starting doing some business administration work for one of the local agents in Spartanburg. And that's when I started. So our team, I'm now part of the Glee team, and the Glee team was active during the COVID time. They navigated it just like, you know, any other market, continuing to run their business like a business and get their name out there, connect with people, be of service in any way possible, and do so in a way that made people feel safe. So whether that meant virtual tours or wearing masks and hand sanitizing and cleaning the spaces really well, it was interesting, but it was also cool to see how many people were flooding to Greenville because remote work was now an opportunity. And I think a lot of smaller cities across the U.S. saw this because suddenly people didn't have to live in the biggest cities to do their job. They could live where they wanted to. And Greenville was lucky enough to get a lot of attention because of that.
Of all those policies, is there anything that you guys still do, or you guys kind of slowly moved on from all that?
If people have preferences or still have concerns about, you know, wearing masks and stuff like that, we are here to serve our clients. So whatever our clients feel comfortable with is absolutely what we will do. But we haven't seen or dealt with many clients who still have concerns and require wearing masks and such.
Now, as a lot of people are, they're very sick of COVID. So we're going to stop talking about that, and we're actually going to move on. We're actually going to talk about the real estate market now.
Sounds good, which some people are also sick of hearing about. But
true, very true. Talk about inflation. We'll get all into that here in a little bit. But what type of market would you say we are currently in right now?
Yeah, we're still in a seller's market, heavily a seller's market. It's been that way for quite a bit now. But being in a seller's market isn't bad news for anyone. It's not terrible news for buyers. You just have to have a committed and creative team. You know, a tighter budget. I've gotten them under contract within 2 weeks of starting to look. We've won multiple offer situations with creative offers and still getting under appraised value. So being in a seller's market just takes a little bit more creativity when you're submitting offers, and also perseverance, like understanding that you might have to put an offer in on more than one home or five homes or six homes, but being confident that you know what you want and that will come at the right time.
When it comes to a housing market, why is it just so high right now? Like, why is it in such a favor of a seller's market? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, we have millennials who are, you know, lower 30s right now, and the typical age for buying a home is around 34. So I think a lot of millennials are between, you know, the 29 to 33 age. So they're all entering the market as first-time home buyers. So that's on more of a national scale, just the age of people looking to buy a home and how everyone's hitting that kind of at the same time, that we have a lot of stuff happening, such as rate increases and price increases. But also locally, we just have more buyers and sellers, nationally and locally. But in Greenville, we have so many people moving to our county every single day. So and for a while after the 2008 crash, builders stopped building, because part of that was that builders had overbuilt during 2008, and that's part of what was an issue and caused the crash back then. So now we just have a lot of people looking and not as many houses to look at.
Right. And a lot of people have noticed inflation and seen that it's been a big problem. Like, what kind of impact has inflation had on the housing market?
We are all looking for this answer, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, like, agents are looking for this answer. Lenders, buyers, investors, economists across the nation are trying to figure this out and see, is there a market crash coming? Is it going to be similar to the crash of 2008? There's so much talk about this. Unfortunately, I don't have a magic ball, so I can't tell you exactly if there is or if there is not, but I can show you a few things that are happening, and people are looking to these things to make their predictions, and it's stuff I'm seeing with my clients. So first, we're seeing mortgage rates rising. During the pandemic, some people were securing as low as like 2.5% mortgage rates. At the start of 2022, mortgage rates were back up to around 4%, and now in June of 2022, after the mortgage rates are somewhat around 5.7, the Fed met this past week, and mortgage rates are predicted to hike again. So while the market seems to be crazy, this is actually an incredible time to buy, because we're still under the national average over the past 30 years. So little plug, if you are interested in seeing what your purchasing power looks like right now, give me a call, because I have a bunch of lenders on my team who I can connect you with. I've used them in a lot of ways, and they're very educated and creative in helping buyers realize their highest potential purchasing power in this market. But then also the price of homes. They're insane compared to a couple years ago. You could buy, what, a three-bed, three-bath for $250 in a prime location. I think that they got really comfortable with that in the early 2000s, but that's completely gone. Pre-pandemic home prices started to climb because Greenville is just such an attractive area, but a ton of variables in the pandemic did accelerate that. So last year, home valuation, I think it was up around 18.8%. So the pre-pandemic average was 5% year over year. So Fannie Mae predicts it's going to revert to the 5% rate near the end of 2023. But like I said, it's a prediction. The Fed, Zillow, a bunch of other huge real estate companies continue to update their predictions, you know, monthly pretty much. So don't hold on so tightly to the predictions and really just watch the facts. So what this means for buyers is interest rates increase and purchase price levels will likely level out. We have seen a softening both nationally and locally. So your purchasing power likely won't change, even though it's scary to see rates increase at a fast rate and home prices still increasing. That's why it's just important to talk to people in the industry, in your local market, so you get a really good understanding.
We are talking with Michaela Gleed of Pounce Realty Group. Now, Michaela, go ahead, and again, we'll do this towards the end of the show for people that missed it. People want to get in contact with you because they have questions, they want to know more, they want you to be their real estate agent, or they want you to answer some questions. How can they reach you? Phone number and or email?
Yeah, so Michaela Gleed with Pounce Realty Group. You can call our offices, but I'd love if you give me a call at 864-494-0989. And my email is michaelagleedrealtor.com. And I also have a website, michaelagleed.poncerealtygroup.com. And you can look up local property listings on there. But email me if you have any questions or want to get in contact with the lender about how to start your either home buying or selling process. I would love that.
Awesome. So now, again, with inflation, we were talking about that just a moment ago. With that, is there a chance or very strong risk of the market crashing anytime soon?
A ton of economists are looking at this. Me being an agent, I am not an economist, but I can tell you what I'm seeing with clients on a local level is interest rates are still lower than they were over the past 30 years on average. So it's still a great time to buy. Prices, they are softening. You're seeing some homes that last year might have appraised for 30 or 40 over asking price. Now they may not appraise for as much. So we're seeing a softening, but a lot of economists are predicting that there's not going to be a crash, but there will be a market correction. I can't promise you that, but the trends we're seeing with how the rates, interest rates on mortgages are increasing and prices are softening a little bit, how it'll balance each other out and more than likely be a market correction rather than a crash, but who knows?
There's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, would you say?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't even say we're in a tunnel. Like, you know, tunnel sounds like we're in a dark area, but right now, I think the big thing is miseducation, like not understanding that, yes, 2 years ago you could secure a loan for 2.5% down, but now you can secure one for maybe around 5.7 or 6. That's still a good and considered a low rate. So yeah, light at the end of the tunnel, but also right now is not, you know, a time to be down or worried about the market, but just understand to talk to professionals and understand that it's not as bad as some of the headlines for articles seem.
So while there is light at the end of the tunnel, it's a very broad tunnel for sure. I got it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I would say that for sure.
So I want to shift a little bit because I want to divide things up because I want to do things to where real estate questions to ask for someone when buying a home versus selling. And I wanted to start with whenever you're selling a home, how do I prepare my home before I sell it?
So there are a couple things you can do kind of off the bat to make curb appeal better because curb appeal is what's going to communicate to the buyer's eye that this is an attractive property. But when it comes down to actually selling your home, there's a few things that you'll want to make sure are done or understand how that could affect the offers that come in. So what would happen if you wanted to sell your home is you could call me or any other agent you feel comfortable with, and I would schedule a time for me to come tour it, and we would discuss things that one, appraisers will look at, because appraisals is what makes your financing either come through or not come through, and then what buyers will be looking at, and if your decor is optimizing the space. So when I mentioned curb appeal, sometimes this also means when they get inside and they see your home, do you have a bunch of things cluttered together? Could you maybe open up your living space by removing a piece of furniture and making it seem like a larger space? The goal is to set up your property so that your home can sell for as much as the market will pay for the least amount of effort. So a short list of things you could do is tidy up your space, increase curb appeal. Sometimes changing the color of your interior walls to a neutral paint color is best for allowing the buyer to like envision themselves living in this space. But in a seller's market, you really don't need to do all of this to get an offer. It's just to get the best offer or multiple offers, you might want to pay attention to those things a little closer.
We are speaking with Michaela Gleed of Pounce Realty Group. Now, Michaela, how long is the home buying / selling process usually last?
That depends on the client's timeline. You know, what your personal timeline is will determine what you're willing to do to make your process go quicker, or maybe you take a slower approach. I actually just had a client. They're like, you know, we're more of a long-term client. We would like to take our time and wait for the perfect property. Well, the perfect property ended up coming 2 days later. So it can kind of vary all over the place for sure. But if things that could change that is if you're selling your home, how often are you allowing your home to be toured? How many virtual tours you're willing to allow happen? And are if you're buying, are you working with your lender in a timely manner? And how specific are your parameters? I had another client, we were looking strictly within city limits, and he was like, you know, I just don't see what I'm looking for in this area. And so we opened it up a couple more miles, and he ended up finding the perfect home for him. And we closed on that one. So it depends on what you're willing to do, for sure. For sellers, also, it comes down to the marketing plan. Are we going to list your house right away? Are we going to allow showings all the time? Can they overlap? Stuff like that. So if you decide to sell your home, we'll come in and we'll talk about the specific details of what will get your home gone at the best time for you.
Now tell me, process of determining the list price of a home, like what goes into that process?
So to determine the list price of a home, I always ask the homeowner first what number they already had in mind. And then after that, we'll evaluate. So I will go and do comps in the area, research the most recent sales and what they sold for, how many days they are sitting on market and things like that. Then I'll sit down with the sellers and we'll discuss their home and the specific data for their area to see what list price the comps support. And from there, we'll go into, you know, what their nets are going to be and stuff like that, what they profit from the sale.
Profits, that's the big key there, huh?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't sell and plan to go rent. A lot of people are selling and planning to move on to their next home. So making that transition from seller to buyer more seamless, you need to know kind of what money you're working with.
Gotcha. Now, is there a preferred season of the year versus when you're selling a house versus when you're buying?
The best time to sell your home is in the best market, obviously. Right now, I'd say the current market is the best time to sell your home. One, it's the market we know, but also, like we discussed earlier, the interest rates are still lower than they are on average over the past 30 years. And also prices are softening. So not all the way across the board. You can still get into a situation where you're offering a ton over for a multiple offer situation, but that's why it's important to work with a lender and an agent who can educate you and make sure you understand what the situation is with your purchasing power and how that measures up to a certain property.
I've seen different opinions on this. What is your thoughts on buying a new home before selling your old one?
That also depends on your purchasing power. How much liquid cash or any other form of funds do you have to do the down payment, do the closing costs, and move through the process of purchasing without needing the funds from your current home that you live in? But also, I have a ton of lenders, a few in specific that I would love to refer, who are really good at navigating this process, and they can help you use the equity in your home to purchase a home before you actually sell yours. Sounds a little confusing, but I can connect you with a lender who will walk you through that and help you understand if you can use that as leverage in the purchase of a home before you sold.
Now, in the purchasing of a home, how important is a home inspection?
I always recommend a home inspection, but this topic is completely subjective because there's so many factors like what your home sells for, closing costs, did you have a mortgage, all of that for what money you'll net. And then for the home inspection, we'll discuss did infestation termite inspections as well. But this ultimately comes down to, are you in a multiple offer situation? The buyer risk tolerance level, so how nervous are you? Do you have extra money to make repairs? If you don't do a home inspection and you end up getting the home and something is seriously wrong, well, you're stuck with that home. So a home is a huge investment for a lot of people. And some people, it's their largest investment. So being sure that you feel confident with the risk in your offer is my top priority as your agent. And if you lose a bid because you need to have a home inspection and the seller doesn't want you to get one, it's just not your home. Imagine if you didn't get one, but you really wanted it, the home inspection that is, and then you moved right in and a few months later found out that the foundation was sinking, or I had a client whose HVAC needed repair and it was hooked up incorrectly. So they paid hundreds of dollars over what their electric bill should have been. So it's just important to know what you're getting into and understand where your risk tolerance level is in that.
Now, for me, you say, like for this example, I'm selling my house. How much of the sale price do I actually receive in the end?
So that is the net sheet I mentioned earlier when we were talking about listing your home.
Right.
Yeah, so this will also go into if you have a mortgage or not, closing costs, what price you're going to sell your home for, tax, property tax, all of that stuff. So when we decide to list your home, I'll provide you with a net sheet for each number that we're looking at. And your lender and also your attorney will communicate closing costs to you. And that is going to give you a really good look at what you're looking at as far as walking away from the sale of your home. And you can put it towards the next purchase of your other home.
I want to shift over towards someone that's now buying a home. When buying a home, like, and they're like, I don't know what exactly I need to do, like a new home buyer, what should that person's first step be?
So a lot of lenders will say your first step should be 6 months before you decide to buy a home, because obviously you need to make sure your credit is good. You don't want to open up new lines of credit when you're looking for a home, because that can affect it poorly. What I would say right now is just connect with me. We'll discuss your timeline, the desires for your home, and connect you with a few great lenders for you to get a pre-approval. In the meantime, I would send you properties that I see that align with the kind of property you're looking for. And then once a pre-approval comes in, we'll begin to tour homes. So yeah, just give me a call or shoot me an email and we'll set up a time to talk and see exactly what you're looking for.
And go ahead and remind the people about how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, you can call me at 864-494-0989. Email me at MichaelaGleedRealtor@gmail.com, MichaelaGleed. Maybe it'll be in the show notes. I know that's long.
Yeah, for sure.
Or my website, it's MichaelaGleed.PontsRealtyGroup.com.
Gotcha. Now, in your experience, when exactly is the best time for someone to buy a house?
I have a bit of a different opinion than some people on this. And for me, it's just whenever it makes sense for your finances. Don't look at the market solely. Don't look at the perfect house you see. It just went up for sale. But look at your finances, because that's what's going to determine if after you get this home, if you're satisfied with your lifestyle in this home. And if you go outside of your purchasing power and you move in and you're stressed all the time, it's not going to be a beautiful place to live for a while. So do it when it makes sense for your finances. If you don't need a fluid lifestyle and you want to build equity when you pay that monthly rent, then it might be a good time for you to buy a home and pay the mortgage instead of a monthly rent at an apartment and start to build equity in real estate.
I want to ask you that. We know the rent and stuff, the cost of rent, and it's just gone skyrocket. From that standpoint, would it just be smarter at that point financially to buy a home?
Yeah. So the one thing that I see as a drawback for that is, do you have the finances for a down payment? Of course, there's a bunch of loan options that can reduce your down payment, but the down payment is likely going to sting if you're used to just paying, you know, a security deposit for an apartment or something like that. But a lot of times, if you're working with a good lender, you have good credit, and with the interest rates right now, assuming that it doesn't hike much higher in the next few months, then
fingers crossed,
your mortgage could potentially be same as your rent. So, yeah, great option if it makes sense for your finances and you have the down payment available.
Now, you mentioned down payment. I saw this saying, and you let me know if you agree with it. You'll need a 20% down payment plus closing costs when buying a home.
Yeah, that is one way to buy a home. There are so many ways to buy a home, though. Like, there's a couple different options where you can do 3.5%. If you're a veteran, you can do 100% financing. So you'll just need your closing costs, which is like your lender fees, attorney fees, and other stuff such as that. You would want to talk with a lender about your specific situation. And then there's also USDA financing, and it's 100% financing as well. One thing with USDA is it does have to be in a USDA-approved area. So if you're going to be using USDA financing, then we'll talk about what that means, what locations you could be looking in, and start looking at homes just in those areas.
Tell me real quick, time's running out here, the importance of a real estate agent, and remind everybody how in which they can reach you.
Yeah, so I mean, after listening to today's episode, if you feel like it's a good time for you to buy or sell, or you're even just pumped up and you're like, yes, absolutely, I want to buy a home now, get me out of this rental industry, then give me a call and we'll have a prompt and honest conversation about what your options are. Because the importance of a real estate agent is you can read all of the articles online and see what they're saying for the national market. But when you have an agent, you have someone who is giving you full confidentiality. Yes, they know your finances. Yes, they know what you're looking for. But that is also your greatest benefit because they can best counsel you. So it's important to have someone that you can trust, you can have open communication with, and you feel like will give you an honest answer, even if it's not the answer that makes you the most happy. So I definitely recommend finding someone you have confidence in and feel like they can be creative in protecting your interests while also getting you in the home of your dreams. So if you want to contact me, I'd love to talk at 864-494-0989, or you can check out my website, michaelaglead.pontrealtygroup.com. Or email me at michaelagleedrealtor@gmail.com.
Great stuff there. Again, that is Michaela Gleed of Ponce Realty Group. Make sure to check her out if you are interested, for sure. Michaela, thank you so much for coming on today.
It was great talking with you, Timothy. I'm so glad we got to connect.
Absolutely. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Timothy Holcomb. This has been Focus on the Upstate. Later.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com.
Well, I'd buy you a house. I would buy you a house.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.